on the Triple M radio network. This is Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.
One of the things we talk about quite often on this program is the shortage of policing, not only in New South Wales, but right across the country, but particularly in regional areas. Right where we live, there are not enough police. And we know that the New South Wales Police Association has been calling for an extra 500 police every year for the next 5 years to get up to scratch. But when you look at it from a perspective of individual crime areas, it becomes even more frightening. Children are at risk because the police shortage is leaving pedophiles unmonitored. Known child sex offenders are going unmonitored for extended periods of time and even being lost from the system entirely. The Police Association of New South Wales is calling for an urgent increase in the number of police to investigate child sex offences and additional police to monitor those people that are already on the Child Protection Register. It's absolutely frightening when we think that there are 4,000 offenders on that register. To talk to us more about it, we're joined by Ian Allwood from the Police Association of New South Wales. Ian, these figures are staggering and just another reason why government are letting us down with regards to recruiting new police.
Evening, Steve. Evening, listeners. You're right. It seems to beg a belief that we're letting our most vulnerable people, i.e. our children, be at risk. And we're certainly enlightening the public to this issue so that we can at least add to our appeal for more police over the next 4 years.
This Back the Blue campaign has been pretty straightforward. Police Association in New South Wales wants an extra 500 coppers every year for the next 5 years. And when we say it like that, people can sort of glaze over a little bit. But I think when we look at these specific areas where you need police, what sort of manpower do we need to actually monitor? I'm staggered that there's 4,000 offenders on this list to start with, but I mean, what sort of manpower do we need to monitor these people?
Well, we're saying that if there's, for every 30 registered persons, there should be one police officer to monitor them. The conditions on for the Child Protection Register people, the people on the register, they are onerous, and they're that way for a reason, to stop reoffending. We know that the pedophile reoffending rate within 4 years is 46%. So can you imagine how many of them we would have detected if we were able to monitor them properly?
So to put that in perspective, those 4,000 people, nearly half of them are likely to reoffend.
Well, they have. That's what the reoffending rate is. And it's critical that we have the resources to keep an eye on these people to catch them before they reoffend against another innocent child.
I just find that staggering. And when we break down the numbers, I mean, you're looking for an extra 101 detectives required in squads across the state. You know, I mean, it sounds like a lot when we say 2,500 police, but 101 detectives shouldn't be that hard for government to deliver, I wouldn't have thought.
Look, we know that the thing is that this is forward planning. We know that the government, there's obviously, they have budgetary concerns and things that they have to look at, stretch their, not unlimited. However, we're saying it's not either or. We're pulling police off the front line to do these roles, such as Child Protection Register, Raptor, which targets the outlaw motorcycle gangs. We're saying that they are very necessary roles and that we just need to staff them and staff them over the next 4 to 5 years for 2,500. And look, Steve, I can implore your listeners, if they feel strongly as I do about this, I'm a 23-year general duty sergeant. As I speak to you, I'm sitting in my supervisor's office on my night shift in Port Stephens and doing what I do best. My crew is on its way to a domestic violence incident very shortly. I just think this is an area that the safety of our children is paramount. So go to our website, Police Association New South Wales, and the Back the Blue campaign, and sign our petition. You don't need to be a police officer, a supporter, or just a concerned citizen. We want people to listen to us.
I shake my head every time I speak to one of you guys, because to me it's a no-brainer. And when this campaign first started, and when I first started looking at this a few years ago, it was about, you know, there's not enough police out there and it's a danger for police. But what a lot of people forget is that you guys are in danger, so are we.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, mate, if you scratch the surface of any cop, they're only doing it for the service to their community. Police officers, you know, the simple fact is, when it comes to child sex offences, it's one of those things that I just will not tolerate, and I'm sure the most of our community would be the same. And I'm with you. This is a no-brainer. It would seem to be a no-brainer. However, without us, the public, the community saying to our politicians, give us the resources. You've got to remember, there's some 1,300-odd child sex offenders sitting in jail at the moment that are due for parole and release shortly. So that 4,000, that's going to increase. It's not going to go away. If anything, this is a growth area, sadly.
Is there any, do you have any idea how many are falling through the cracks?
Well, it's hard to give a quantified number, but we're not monitoring properly now. And when we do monitor them, we're getting breaches all the time. So if you have a dedicated police officer that looks after his or her 30 dedicated registered persons and keeps them on track, and sometimes, you know what I mean, this sounds tough, but being tough and monitoring and intrusively monitoring is actually doing them a favour and helping along the way. And that's part of being a police officer as well, is that we're not there to catch people out. We want them to understand that the community expects that what they've done in the past is unacceptable and we don't want it to happen again.
Well, let's hope that government starts to listen, particularly with an election coming up. It's always a good time to get this message out. It's called Back the Blue, and if you go to the Police Association of New South Wales website, you can sign that petition to try and get these extra police officers on the front line. Ian, really good to speak to you this evening.
Mate, thanks, Stephen. Thanks for your support and thanks for your listeners to listening to us, and we really appreciate. As I said, I'm a very proud New South Wales police officer. I've been an operational cop for some 23 years, and I've been a union delegate for the 20 of those 23 years. And I'm really, really, really proud of that. And I think that this campaign that's being run is certainly something that we all should be involved in.
Yeah, well said. Good on you, mate. That's Sergeant Ian Allwood. Well, does that frighten you as much as it does me? Give me a call. 1327 10's the number.